John Podesta's slush fund gave billions to climate charities founded only months ago. By Sean Moran on March 5, 2025. John Podesta, Biden's top climate czar, was in charge of doling out $375 billion in climate change spending, which had been sent to many charities founded only months ago. The New York Post wrote, "The Biden administration funneled at least $20 billion into environmental groups, most of which had only recently been founded," the Post has discovered. In one case, former Vice President Kamala Harris handed over a check for nearly $7 billion to Bethesda, Maryland-based group Climate United Fund, which does not appear in the IRS's charities database and has no federal filings. In 2024, EPA advisor Brent Efron was caught on video saying the Environmental Regulatory Agency had rushed out its $20 billion in climate funding. "Get the money out as fast as possible before they, Trump administration, come in. It's like we're on the Titanic and we're throwing gold bars off the edge," Efron said in a video posted by Project Veritas. Watch, climate protest disrupts Sigourney Weaver's London Tempest play performance. EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin said on the Alex Marlowe Show that he is working with the FBI and DOJ on the eight groups tied to the gold bars scheme. Zeldin said that the director of the Greenhouse Reduction Fund left an NGO to come to the Biden administration, becomes the director of the Greenhouse Reduction Fund, and gave their former employer $5 billion. He noted that one CEO who applied for a $20 million grant sat on the Biden White House Environmental Justice Council, which had only received $3 million over the prior 3 years. The EPA had uncovered that $2 billion was set aside for a climate change group, Power Forward Communities, which is associated with Democrat Stacey Abrams, even though the organization had only reported $100 in revenue. "We want to reestablish more oversight controls. We want to have accountability over every penny. I want to have the ability to sit before Congress and you can ask me 20 of your top questions. And I want to have answers for every single one of them on top of my head," Zeldin continued, sharing his desire to have maximum transparency over agency spending.